cervix of the woman to open up, it's called Psichas HaShemen. I don't know why it's called HaShemen. Is it possible for the cervix of the Isha to open up and have something come out without a Riyaz Dam? So we, there's a Shaylan, we showed him how we pass from also, so we assume in Shulchan Aruch that it's E-Efsha of Psichas HaKevah below Dam. So the basis on Masechas Krisis, second third and Krisis, yes, for Tashis, so why do you need the Din that your lead is Zohar is Tmei after 7 days, if it's E-Efsha of Psichas HaKevah below Dam, So she's going to be a nida anyway. If it would have been epshel b'sicha, if you're like the other time, epshel b'sicha sakev v'leidam, then there's such a thing as a leida yiveshto. That's how Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara. Leida yiveshto means a dry birth, but there's no dam at all. So even in such a case of a leida yiveshto, the Torah is mechanish, that leida itself is matamidish. Or by your lettuce in a cave, or even if you say, so the dam would only be matamidish for 7 days, but we want to be matamidish for 14 days. By your letters in the cave. So that we understand. But by your letters zachar, why does the Torah have to write that your letters zachar with tmeya for 7 days? If we assume la locha, yafshel psichas akev v'lo idam. So the dam is going to make her a nida anyway. But of course she's going to be tmeya for 7 days. No, the place that gives you gans and enough kaminas in the dinim. No, it means that the dam will come out. Okay, it makes a term of tummy anyway. When the dam goes from the Bayis HaKinim into the Bayis HaChitzim and it crosses over the border, then that's called the Riya. Then she's tamei already. And we assume that Chacham Sofer says that the borderline between the Bayis HaKinim and the Bayis HaChitzim is the cervix, the Shinayim. When the dam crosses over the Shinayim, then she becomes tamei. That's the kashrut that the Rishonim have. So they give Teirut. They give Gans Feiner Teirut. The Chumash writes that, the Chumash repeats again and then over here, B'yom HaShmini Yimol Psaro Losol, that the Milo is B'yom HaShmini. The Gemara comments, and Masech HaShabbos in Perek HaBlaz of the Milo, that the reason why it's repeated over here is to indicate that it's Milo B'zman is Deich HaShabbos. But if you would just have the Psukim, at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, you wouldn't know that it's you wouldn't know that it's mutter to do the mila even the Shabbos if it's bizmano. So this pasuk tells me that a mila bizmano is deicha Shabbos. Then the Gemara has a further machlokes atanoim and a machlokes amoraim had a paskin. The very first din over here, Isha Kisas really all the zohar that she's tmeya for 7 days and tahara for 33 days, and she's a lettuce mekeva, and she's tmeya for 14 days. And Torah for 66 days, so the Gemara has a machlokes atanoim in the first daf in Perek Yotzei Dofen. Do these dinim only apply if she had a leida, normal leida, where she pushed out the baby, or even if it was a Yotzei Dofen, even if it was a cesarean? Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chacham. It's a paskin against Reb Shimon that a Yotzei Dofen is not called a leida, so the mother wouldn't have any yimei tumah and she wouldn't have any yimei tara. So now the Gemara, that's in Perek Yotzei Dofen. That's in Maseches Nidah, the first daf on daf Mem. I'm an Aleph in Perek Yotzei Dofen. So Masech HaShabbos and Perek HaBlezer and Mila, where you have most of the dinim of Mila, all the dinim you don't have anywhere. One never organizes all the dinim in one place. They'll always leave out one dinim that will be somewhere in the other end of the world. One never puts everything together. So the Gemara has in Perek HaBlezer and Mila, a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Machlokes HaMoraim, at least two related. The fact that there's Yimei Tumah v'Yimei Tara, and the fact that Mila Bizman is Deich HaShabbos, is there any relationship? Logically, there's absolutely no relationship whatsoever. But the Gemara has a shayla, maybe this is Zeret HaKosev, that kol she'ein imo tamei oleido, ein o nimo l'shmoyna. Maybe if the baby was born by cesarean, if it was delivered cesarean delivery and it wasn't a normal leido, so since there's no din of yimei tumah v'yimei tara, that's how we pasken against Reb Shimon, so maybe the din of mila bizmana doesn't apply. And maybe, yeah, so it's a speker adina. So what do you do if you have a speker adina? It's a speker adina whether there's a din of shmini or not. So if you hold that there's no din of mila bishmini, then you should be mala baby the day he's born. You can do that. You can be mala baby the day he's born. But if you hold there is a din of mila bishmini, then you have to wait till the yom hashmini. So it's a suffix. On the suffix, we say you wait till the yom hashmini. On the other hand, what if the yom hashmini turns out to be Shabbos? So you cannot take it as day of Shabbos because maybe there is no din of mila bishmini. Maybe you should have been mala on the day he was born. So you're not allowed to be mala. Then it's a mila shlovizmana when it comes Shabbos. Tam Safik, whenever it's a Yetzir day for me, Tam Safik, we say that you have to wait to do the Brit until the 8th day. But if the 8th day turns out to be Shabbos or Yontif, then you have to wait till the next day, till after Shabbos. What about Yontif Sheni Shal Golias? What if the eighth day turns out to be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis? Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis in general, there's a machlekes in Rishonim. But the Mila Shaloi Bizmanoha is Deicha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis. Let's say the baby was born in Ben Hashmashes. And you're not sure whether you should do the Mila on the first day Yom Tov or not. Maybe the first day Yom Tov is the eighth day, maybe the first day Yom Tov is the ninth day. So you can't do the Mila on Erev Yom Tov because maybe it's the seventh day. You're not supposed to do the Mila Tech Shminim. You can't do the Mila on Thursday Yom Tov, maybe it's the ninth day. Maybe Erev Yom Tov is the eighth day, maybe Yom Tov is the ninth day. But then let's do the Mila now on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis. So that's a machleik. That's the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis. Now it's going to be a Vaday Shalai Bizman. So that's machleik is the Ramam and the Rosh. Are you permitted to do a Mila Shalai Bizman on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis? On the second day, Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says the Beferis that you're not allowed to do a Mila Shalai Bizman. But on every other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis, that's a machleik. The Shach Paskin is Mutter. Like the Rambam and the Minig Olam is not so. We ask him that it's also the Mila Shel Bizmana. It's not the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis. But the Shaila is, what if the baby, let's say this coming Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis is going to be on Friday. Pesach is going to be Thursday and Friday. So what if a woman, there's going to be, I'm sure, 1,000 women all over the world. What if a woman is going to have, Jewish woman is going to have this cesarean delivery a week before on Friday? So will the Mila be Deicha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis? Because that's already sort of a spec sake. Maybe because every Yaitzeh Deifen is a stake in the Dina, whether it has a Dina Mila Bizmana or not, whether it has a Dina Mila Bishmini. So maybe it has a Dina Mila Bishmini and it's Deich even Shabbos. And maybe even if it's not Deich Shabbos, maybe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis, it can even do a Mila Shlo Bizmana. Maybe the Dina is like the Shach and like the Rambam. That is Mutta. So the later parts can say that it's Mutta. That's what the Rebbe Kiveger and Hassam Sefer and the Rebbe Yehuda, all the Achronim say it's Mutta. Or the same thing, let's say, if the baby would be born in a Ben Hashmashes situation, so the baby is born a week before Pesach, the Ben Hashmashes between Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. So at the Safek, whether the baby was born on Thursday or on Thursday night. So next week you can't do the bris on Thursday and the Thursday Yom Tov. Maybe it's only the seventh day. And maybe you can do the bris on Friday. So that's a suffic mila bizmana, suffic eina bizmana, and you want to do a suffic mila bizmana on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis. So that also be passing that it's deicha. All the pasuk say that's deicha Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis. Also many times fake say. And maybe it really is a mila bizmana. Maybe the baby was born here. Maybe the Ben Hashmashes is dinner kalayla, and mila bizmana is on Friday. And even if it's a mila shlo bizmana, maybe a mila shlo bizmana is muta Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galis. That's a machlekes avisha. In such a case, the din is that it is Deicha Yom Tov Sheni.
Why don't you say something along the lines of
You're going to miss something. Why do it now? Do it later. That's if you're not going to miss anything. I can eat the egg only once in my lifetime. Either I eat it today or I eat it tomorrow. So I eat it today, eat it tomorrow. But here, if I care, if I'll do the bris tomorrow, I'll miss the heder of doing it. The heder, the whole mitzvah of doing the middle of this month. So I want Davka to do it this month.
You get a scary day for on Shabbos. Why should you wait for the ninth day? They're going to catch you on Shabbos anyway.
Because maybe there is a din of Mila Bishmini, and then if there is a din by a normal baby that's born, a regular baby is born, so you have to do Mila on the eighth day or afterwards. And if you do the Mila Tech Shmini, then we pass and you have to do a Hatafas Dan Bris again later. So if you'll do over here the Mila before, by the cesarean that was delivered on Shabbos, you do the Mila before next Shabbos, so maybe the din is that you had a din of Mila Bishmini, and you did the Mila too early, then you're going to have to require a Hatafas Dan Bris. So it's better to wait till after Shabbos, till after next Shabbos, and then do the Mila.
Why isn't
that before? Before you waited, if you had Mila, even if it wasn't the Shmini, and you did the Shmini, otherwise you'd still have Hatafas Dan Bris. Maybe you should do twice on the day. You should do a Mila on Sunday. Right, we should do a Mila on the day after the baby's born, then do a Hatafas Dan Bris next Sunday.
Is there a problem delaying if there's no need?
Yeah, whenever you have a Mila Shlo Bizmana, you're supposed to do it as early as possible. But if you're going to have to repeat it again, mitam sof, if you're going to have to repeat a hatala kambis, the stomach's not that. I don't know. Stomach's not that.
Why should that be all the very fact that it's suffering? The suffering will actually make the suffering.
Only suffering.
But if you can avoid, but if you can take care of both by doing the meal on the ninth day, so why do the, why run to do the meal now and then to repeat a hatala kambis on the ninth day? No, no, it's not an Easter kare, it's a mitzvah to do it, it's always fun. Yeah, not an Easter, it's a mitzvah to do the mitzvah requires to do the bris as early as possible. No, we say the following stuff. We say that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, where the meal of blood bizmana is definitely on the Shenei Shalgolim, but that's a suffering. Maybe it's bizmana. This was a cesarean delivery on Friday. Or it's a, it was born Thursday evening, Ben Hashmash, it's between Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. So it's a suffix, maybe the meal of bizmana is on Friday. I feel in some that it's Shalai bizmana, or the meal of bizmana should have been on Thursday. And maybe Mila Shlok is not, it's definitely on the Shani Shlok Lali. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't have this face. Let's say the baby was born a week before the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's not like it's the Ramam and the Rosh. The Mishnah only says Mila Shlok is not, it's not definitely on the Shani Shlok Rosh Hashanah. What about every other Yom Shani, so that's not like it. But the Nazir claims that that Machloik is depends on a question as to the nature of Yom Shani Shlok Lali, whether it's a meaning or a real din. That's a machlokes that places in Iran. Places brings a raya and stuka daf and vav. But you say a bracha when you do, let's say today is Rosh Chodesh. So most shuls they say a bracha on Amira Sahal or even Amira Sahal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. Mora says in the end of Masechet Tainus, the halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. The basis sheet is that you say a bracha even on Minhag. And the Rambam disagrees in Hag. You don't say a bracha on Minhag. So. So the basis brings a raya that one says a bracha on a minute from the fact that we recite brachas on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, even though Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus is only a minute. How do they know it's only a minute? Because the Lashon HaGemara, the beginning of the Beis is, Yizor HaBeminig HaBesechem Yedeh. The basis claims that that means that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus is only a minute. And the Ran on the Rif, on Daphne and Gavne Sukkah, disagrees with basis and says that's not a minute. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus is a real Dinder Rabban. A minute. The Lashon HaGemara is, you should continue the practice that your forefathers did. You go to the Minig Abaseh and continue the practice. But it doesn't mean that it's a minig, it means it's a real Dinder Rabbah. So that's a Shaila whether that's true. Achlokes Tosfos in Iran, whether Yom Tov Sheni is a minig or only a Dinder Rabbah. So the Nitziv claims that that's the issue involved over here, where the Midrash Lo Bizmano is Derech Yom Tov Sheni Shel Govis. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah is clearly not there, but it's a real Takana de Rabbah. That's the Gemara in the first Perek in Beitz and Mishnah is in Erevin. But every other Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goli is, if it's only a minik, so then it should be Deucha. And if it's a real din, then Mestaba that Yesh Kraf Yachacham, Lakadov Menater, so it's not a... The Rambam holds that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goli says a din. I don't know. The Rambam says a minik, yes. There's a steer in the Rambam.
Oh.
Has a steer in the Rambam. One place he writes that it's a din, and one place he writes that it's a minik. Pashto says the Ramah holds that it's only a minute. The Miri has a comment on this. The Achrayim Abadet, the Rishonim, the Achrayim Abadet with Akasha in the beginning of Megillah, around Abdabad, the Gemara says that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. On Shabbos, Exeter the Rabban Hashem, the Avarena, the Alaramis, Bishusarab. So the Rishonim places there, and the Miri lists up, I think, 6 or 7 Tehutim on Akasha. They ask Akasha, why is it that if the baby is born on Shabbos, the Megillah is Decha next Shabbos, why not make Exeter the Rabban, and maybe he'll carry the knife? Why isn't there Gzeira de Rabbanan against practicing Mila Bizmana on Shabbos? So there are various terutzim given by Tosfos and by the various Rishonim. So the Miri has among his various terutzim a teretz that sounds like the Taz. The Achronim give a teretz based on the Taz. That the Taz, we mentioned the Taz a few times this year. That the Chachamim have no power, they have no authority to make Gzeira de Rabbanan connected to the foolish Bateret. So the Miri says, like Achronim say based on the Taz, that this too is considered the Gavah HaMefurish Bater. Because in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says that you have to do a bris meal and you have to do it b'shmi. And here it repeats again, Abayah Mishmanim Lepsara Losa. The Gemara asks in Shabbos and Perek HaBlazer, the Mila, why is it repeated? What new din is taught over here? So the Gemara says, it must be that this Pasik tells us that Mila Bizman is Lech HaShabbos. So it's Mefurish Pasik in the Torah. So the Chachamim cannot make Exeret to forbid Mila Bizman on Shabbos if it's connected Gavah HaMefurish Bater. That's what the Taz says. The Taz quotes from the Bach, why didn't the Chachamim aser shofar on every Rosh Hashanah? Zera Shema Yisak and Kleishir, it's Mashmiya Kol. Why do they only ask the Shaykh and Hashem is called Yisbe Shabbos? So he answers, and then the Bach, it says in the Chumash you have to blow Shaykh. Fear Shaykh is not a Malach. So we understand on our own that it's both Bein Meshabbos, Bein Mechol. Whether your Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos or falls out on a weekday, you have to blow Shaykh. But it doesn't say Mefurish in the Chumash. But since it doesn't say explicitly, so there the Chacham have Shlita to make Xer Drabban to outlaw Kiyah Shaykhah and Rosh Hashanah called Yisbe Shabbos. But to forbid Kiyah Shaykhah and Yamrei to abolish the whole mitzvah of Kiyah Shaykhah, that's already against the other Mefurish Bater. So that they had no authority to do. That's what he said.
He learned because
the Meiri claims in Megillah Rabdala this is considered Mefurish Bater, because everything about Megillah already says in Parshas Lech Lecha. And this pasuk is Legamri Miyuter. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that the only purpose of this pasuk being written is to teach us this din that Megillah Bizman is so important that it's even Deich Hashem. What does it mean in the Chumash?
You base
yourself
on the start
of the task. That's what it sounds like.
You normally don't know the Shalom
said. There are some Rishonim to say like that. Yeah. Places in Nezel Neshech has like that also. The Chacham cannot forbid a Dam and Furish Bater. There are other places in that say, forget, there are Machloikas in places. Different opinions, Mefurish and Machloikas and Rishon. The Torah writes it in Shloshim Yom Shloshim Yamim Teshei B'dmei Tohara. What do you mean Teshei B'dmei Tohara? So the Rambam has a machlokes with the Karoim, what the Pshat and the Pasuk is. So the Rambam writes over what the tradition has. Teshei B'dmei Tohara means that in the 33 days or the 66 days after the first 7 or 14 days of giving birth to a boy or a girl, even if the woman has Dam, that's called Dam Tohar. That's Yimei HaTohar, not Dam Tohar. It's not Matami Deisha. In the first 7 days or the first 14 days, she's Tamei HaTumas Yoledes, even if there was no Dam. In the next 33 or 66 days, the woman is Tohar, even if there was Dam. That's the Pashav Shah. And the Karoim interpreted differently. Teshei b'dmei tohara, that not all maris are metamei. And isha, only if it's a mare odom. What happens if it's a different mare, so it's not metamei. So the Karoim interpreted over here, teshei b'dmei tohara, on the next 33 or 66 days, the isha is tameya if she sees dam, even if it's a dam tohar. Teshei means she's asura labayla, she's tameya. Not that she's tohara. Fakir, teshei b'dmei tohara. If she has dam tohar, she has dam which has a mare tohar. And if she would have had these riyas dam any other time in her life, she would have been tahira. And now that the dam came in the 33 or the 66 days after the Yimei Tumah, so here we're machmer and explaining. So the Rambam says that anybody who has such a practice is a minik harayim. And you have to be accurate. It's keneged adin, it's keneged hamaser. We're machmer and dam toa, right. Shulchan Aruch says that our practice is that if the isha has dam in the 33 or the 66 days, that she is Asura Labayla. The Shaila is whether that's a real Lisa Medina de Gemara. It doesn't really say Beferish in the Gemara that she that's so. So that the Rambam quotes a Machlekes, is that really Medina de Gemara? That's included in B'nai Yisrael Achmira Al-Atzman, Shafilu Rabzeris Chumra, the Minig mentioned in the Gemara. Or no, maybe that's a later Takpan, a later Chumra from the Goyim. The Goyim have it. The Goyim have it. That the woman who has Dam and Yemei Tohar is Asura Labayla. So that's the question. Were the Goyim the ones who originated this Chumra? Or was it an earlier chumrah already included in the din and the gemara and the minig and the gemara? But I said it doesn't make too much of a difference. And I said it's asura. But let's say the isha stops having dam. She had a baby boy or baby girl, and within 33 of the 66 days, the dam stopped. Then she may go to mikveh and she's tired. If she'll have dam again, then she'll be asura with the rabbanon because of this later chumrah. But if because once she doesn't have dam, she'll be muteris. The Rambam quotes a minig. That in some communities they had a minig that the isha doesn't go to mikveh until after the 40 days or the 80 days are up after having had the baby. And he doesn't say that it's a minig karoim. He says that wherever they have that minig, they should observe the minig. Wherever they don't have the minig, we don't recommend that they should institute it because it smacks from the pshat to the karoim. Sounds like the karoim. So what do you mean with a habit? The Rambam says you have to abolish this minig because it's against the maser. This is based on the karoim. So what does the Rambam say? Wherever you have such a minig, you should observe it. So the Shach on Yeridaya quotes the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe is the Pirush of the Rambam on the bottom of the tour. But the Darkei Moshe explains what this minig was based on. Where it comes from that in some cases the women would wait to go to the mikveh and the left of the 40 days or the 80 days were up after the baby was born. So he says this was a whole Lomda Shezach. This was based on the Rabbeinu Tam. There is a Gemara that whenever there's a Machlokes Abai v'Rava, we pass like Rava with the six exceptions of Yalkigam. Yalkigam is a Rosh HaTevis. Yudai, Lamed, Kuf, Kimonet. We know what five of the Yalkigam are because the Gemara tells us. Yud is Yishlam, Yidas, and Ayin is Eidzani, Mabrenips, and so on. Most of them we know. But the Lamed, the Gemara never says Beferish what it is. So the Lamed is a Machlokes. Whenever it doesn't say Beferish, that's a Machlokes. So it's Machlokes Rashi the Rabbin Atam. Rashi, whenever the Gemara says Yal Kagam, Rashi says an Erevin, Lechi Haimin Me'elo. Rashi went through Shatz and he found an Erevin, Daf Tezvav, there's a Machlokes Abai Verov about Lechi Haimin Me'elo. So Rashi says, be Paschal like Abai Vin. Rabbin Atam says that it's wrong, that the Lamed of Yal Kagam stands for Yimei Leidosa. Shane Rabbin. Should have been a Yud. Says no. You may lay dosa shenir Abraham whether olim l'sfira zivasa or not. What does that mean? That means the following: there's a machlokes abay v'rov in the middle of nida. If a woman was a zava, and the zava has to have shivinikim, so what if this woman who was a zava who needs shivinikim just gave birth to a baby? She didn't have an opportunity to count her shivinikim. She just had a baby. Look, she had a baby because she had a lot of dams. So that's when she has dams, no shivinikim. Then the dam stops the next day. Let's say she had a baby girl. So she has dams. 2 days, 3 days, and fatig, no more dams. Then the first 14 days of Yimei Leidosa, the first 3 days was done, and the next 11 days is all nothing. She makes bedikas every day, twice a day, nothing, there's no done. Can those 11 days, or you need a seventh, she was an exava before she gave birth to the baby. So can those 7 days, out of the 14 days, the Torah says that that the first 7 of the 14 days after giving birth to the baby, she's a Tameya. Even if it's a lady Yvesh, even if there's no dam at all, we assume that in the Hechatim, it's never possible, because the Yavshalim Psicha Sakteva Beloi Dam Depred, there certainly was dam. But even theoretically, if there were no dam, she's considered Tameya, we considered as if there was dam, the whole 7 of 14 days. So there's a Machlokes Abai V'Rav, but he may lay dam, so those 7 of 14 days, Shein Erevahem, that there was no real dam in those days, can they be Oyle V'Sphira Shivin Ekim, V'Sphira Zivasa, or not? So Abai holds no. So the Rabbin Tam, and Rava says yes. So the Rabbin Tam says that that's the Lamed of Yal Kigam that we pass from like Abai against Rava, that you may lay Gosh Hashem Roy Behem, I'm not only in the sphere as he was. Okay. So what's the problem? So he says, the Rabbin Tam says no, but the problem, so why should a woman have to wait till after 40 days or 80 days? He says, no, the story is like this. There's another Mishnah in Nida where there's a Machlekes Bishame Bishilom. The Torah says that for 7 days she's Tmei and for 33 days she's Torah, even if she has dam she's Torah. And if she gave birth to a baby girl, for 14 days she's Tmei and for 66 days she's Torah, even if there is dam. This demarcation between Yimei Tum and Yimei Tareh, how does that set in? So Beishame's opinion is that the Yimei Talya Rachmana. The Torah says it depends on the days, that after the 7 or the 14 days are up, then the Yimei Tohar begin. Of course, if the woman is not going to go to mikvah, so she'll be like a woman who was a nida. Let's say a woman became a nida last year and she still didn't go to mikvah. So she's still a asur lebailu, she's still a nida. Because she hasn't yet gone to mikvah. So that's what Bishame said, that b'yoyim italya rachmanim, when the 7 and the 14 days are up, then Yimei Tumah are up, and now we're in Yimei Tohar. Any dam she has now is dam Tohar. But of course she has to go to mikvah because she was a nida, for she has Tumas Yoledes from the time that she gave birth to the baby. And Bisilo disagree, and of course we pass like Bisilo, that B'yoymi Yitvilo Talya Rachmana, that to distinguish between Yimei Tumah and Yimei Tareh, it's not just with the days alone. When the 7 of the 14 days are up, then automatically went there into Yimei Tareh. No, it's not so. You have a unit of 40 days or 80 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. That unit can have a minimum of 7 or 14 Yimei Tumah. But it can have all the way up to all 40 or all 80. Kozman, that the Yoledes didn't go to the mikveh, we say B'yoymi Utvilo. You have to have 7 days plus go to mikveh. So if she goes to mikveh after 10 days, let's say she gave birth to a boy, she goes to mikveh after 10 days, then we say there was 10 days in Meitumah and 30 days in Meitar. If she goes to mikveh after 20 days, we say there were 20 days in Meitumah and 20 days in Meitar. What's the difference? It's a philosophical nafkamina. What's the difference? Everybody agrees that 12 months she doesn't go to mikveh, she's Tanei anyway. So a woman was a nida 90 years ago. The woman was 100 years old. 120 years old. She became a leader 90 years ago and she didn't go to Nikvah, so she's still to be a leader. So she goes to Nikvah. So what's the difference when you say that really Yimei Tohar have begun, but she didn't go to Nikvah? They say, no, Yimei Tohar didn't begin yet. My nafkamina. The Gemara gives you nafkamina. The Gemara says that there's enough. You look in the Gemara. It's complicated nafkamina. But the machlek is b'shama b'silol in the Gemara. The nafkamina that they give in the Mishnah, in Nida, is a complicated nafkamina. The Rabbi Natam has an easy nafkamina. He says, oh, I'll give you a simple nafkamina. Since we pass him like Abaye, he claims that the Lamed of Yal Kagam means he may lay dosa shen rebehem, I'm not oilim the sphira zivasa. So if the woman was a zava before she gave birth to the baby, then she has a baby. So calls man that she's still in the middle of Yimei Tumah, even if she doesn't have any riyaz dam, those days will not be oilim for the shivinikim until the Yimei Tumah ends. So in order to end Yimei Tumah, you have to wait 7 or 14 days plus go to mikveh. And then you have to start making, and she's still asura labayla because she needs shivin akim. She was a zava before she gave birth to the baby. Let's say a case where she was a zava before. And then she's still asura labayla even after going to mikveh, and then she has to wait shivin akim and then go to mikveh a second time. That's what the Rishonim call shtei tvilos. The Rabbi Natam, her yamatzva shtei tvilos. If the woman was a zava before she gave birth to the baby, and then she has a baby, so she needs one, she has to wait till after the 7 or the 14 days, in order, and then go to mikveh in order to end the Yimei Tumen, to begin Yimei Tohar. And after Yimei Tumah are over, then she has to have Shemin Akiyim because she was a Zohar from before, and then have the second tefillah. And she's Asur Labayla after the first tefillah until she has a second tefillah. But this is only in a far-fetched case. What has it got to do? Would you have a case where the woman was a Zohar before she gave birth to the baby? The woman was a Zohar means she just had a Riyaz Dam. Normal women don't have Riyaz Dam. When she's pregnant, she doesn't. She's Musalekas Domin. So the Taisis quotes from the Gaon, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that Nashi Didan, all of our women are treated as Yoldas Bezovninim. That since Rebbe made a takana, the Gemara says, before B'nai Sosoras Mira Latsin, there was a takana that Rebbe, Rabbi Yudan Nasi, made. His takana was that we treat every woman as a Sopik, a Nida Sopik Zova. So based on that Sopik, Nida Sopik Zova, the Gaon said that Nashi Didan, our women, whenever they give birth to a baby, are always considered Yoldas Bezovninim. We treat them as if they have a tumas yoledes, and they also have a tumas zova, because when they give birth to the baby, there's riyaz dam. So that dam makes her into a zova, and because she had that baby, that the baby makes her into a yoledes. So every woman who gives birth to a baby is both a zova and a yoledes. According to the Rabbi Natam, every yoledes has to have shtei tefillos. So the shita mekubetzes increases clothes, and neither they don't have it, but increases the shita mekubetzes clothes. That all over France and Germany, the practice was like the Rabbi Natam, that the woman, not the women, the husband would be nachme, that the wives have to have shtei tefillos. Have to go to mikveh after the 7 or the 14 days are up in order to enable them to begin to make shivin akim, and then go to mikveh a second time after the shivin akim. So in France and Germany, what used to be tovel in the rivers or in the lakes, this is a big sakana. The woman can catch pneumonia twice. So it's better to only to have to be tovel once than to have to be tovel twice. Once she has a baby in the middle of the winter, and it's cold, and you have to crack the ice and be tovel, and they don't have warm heated clothes like we have. So in order to make it easier for the women that they shouldn't have to have shtei tefillos of the Rabbi Natan. We don't pass them from the shtei tefillos in Yerideya. We don't pass them. We're machmir for either one of the Rabbi Natans at a time and not for both together. That's a chumra gavi from Mikra, then we don't pass like either of the Rabbi Natans. But in France and Germany, in the days of the Rishon, in the days of the Balayatites, where they were machmir, so they would require that every Yoledes is treated as the Yoledes result, and she would have to have shtei tefillos. So in order to get away with one tefillah, so the Darkei Moshe quotes on Yerideya, the practice would be they would wait till after the 40 days are up and then wait shivin akim. Because when do you say that the din is like Vesila, that the Yomit Tvila Tali Rahmana, that's within the unit of 40 or 80 days, you can arrange Yimei Tumen, Yimei Tohar, depending on Yomit Tvila, when she goes to the mikveh. So if she goes to the mikveh after 7 days, then you had 7 Yimei Tumen and 33 Yimei Tav. She goes after 10 days, you had 10 Yimei Tumen and 30 Yimei Tav. She goes after 30 days, she has 30 Yimei Tumen and 10 Yimei Tav. If she didn't go to mikveh at all 40 days, so you don't say the Yimei Tumah keep on continuing after the whole malos of 40 days is up. When the malos is up, so you can't continue anymore Yimei Tumah. So if the woman is going to wait till after the 40 days or after the 80 days are up and then count shivin akim, then she won't have to have shtei tefillos. So that's why the Ramah, that's what the Ramah says, that this minig started from that practice. That there used to be nachman for the rabbi, and it comes to shita. That every yoledes is considered yoledes bezov. And therefore she always needs shivin akim because of the dam, and she needs 7 or 14 days because of the mekumen, because of the baby. And Yimei Leidosa, Shein Erodem, Amat, Oilem Nesfira, Zivosa, that's Abaye, that's the Lamed of Yaltadam, that's Abaye. So we always would need shtei tefillos, so to avoid the shtei tefillos, they would wait till after the 40 days are up and then wait 7 days. Wait till after the 80 days are up and then wait 7 days. And thereby there's no need for shtei tefillos. You don't need a tefillah to end the whole malos. The malos is over whether you like it or not. That even Basila will agree that the Yom Tal Rahman. Just the Yom tefillah within the 40 or the 80 days, what's the demark when? How do you break off the Yom? So that's what the Ramah says, that you shouldn't be mevatel a minig. It's not like in the days of the Raman that the minig was based on the opinion of the Karayim. So then the Raman says it's a mitzvah to be yorki the minig. But in the days of the Ramah, the minig was based on a different thing. The only thing is the Ramah himself points out that wasn't the minig. To wait to be tovel in the mikveh after 47 or after 87 days. They would wait to be tovel in the mikveh after 40 days or after 80 days. So what is that based on? So the Ramah gives a krech. And he says, well, that originated because they used to wait till the 47 or 87 days. And then after the years went by, they didn't know what in the world this was based on, so they just waited till after the 40 days or the 80 days. So the way it stands in the everyday, it doesn't make any sense at all that the woman should wait to be totally naked until after 48 days, on hand and on feet. But that's what the Rambam says, no, but it, since it originated with something that didn't make sense, so that's why if you have such a minhag in the community, he says you shouldn't be mevatel. But if you don't have it, the achronim don't encourage you to introduce such a minhag.
How is there dam zavos?
If she had first a dam nida, and then she had today, it's
she
highly
said,
unlikely.
She's a yoledes, so she's
oh, you mean lemaisa? Why do we say that nashi didan or yoledes deserve if there was no dam nida before? Right. That's midirabbanon. That's the chumra of Revi that whenever nisha has dam, we treat as a suffix nida, suffix zova. Even if there was no Ria before, we don't think that she's a Zava. Every woman today needs Shivanikim. Why? She's only a Nida, she's not a Zava. Nida doesn't need Shivanikim. That's the Chumra of Rebbe. That we treat every Isha as a Safik Nida, Safik Zava. So even by your letters, they're going to say, the Nashi Didana, your elders deserve.
Are you going to
Yeah, that's the place is close to the garden. The other day quotes that comparison to the
garden.
Has to be the key. Has to be Shiva Nikim. Good, then it's good. If there's no dam, then it's good. Ah, we explained according to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Yimei Leidos, Hashem Arayi Behem, are not Oilem Mesfira Zivosa. That you cannot count Shiva Nikim during the 7 of the 14 Yimei Tumim. So why not count Shivani Kim after the 7 and the 14 says you can't do that either because they still hold against the Shama, and that's how we pass them, that the Yom Yitvila Tali Rahman, that you make Torah, don't begin until after the 7 days are up plus that the woman was Tavila in the Mikvah.
So you can't let it happen until Friday?
Ah, so if you tell it twice, it's a pain in the neck. Okay, can't get up any time. That's what the Bali Atesis used to observe. The sheep is... Okay, so it's good. If she wants to be returned a month earlier, it's good. And if she would rather not go to mikveh twice because she's afraid she'll catch pneumonia, she wants to go once, and then they quote that you have to wait till 7 days after the 40 days are up, or 7 days after the 80 days are up. And then for sure the malos is up, and for sure you make tomorrow. That is the background, that's what the Rambam writes, that is the background of the chumrah of waiting till after the 40 or the 80 days. But in most places they don't have such a meaning. So it says whenever you don't have such a meaning, so there's no mikveh to introduce. We don't hold. We're not with each one separately, but not for both together. Come on, I've been attacked that both together, that no. That you may lay dosa, Shaina Roy Behem, I'm not in the sphere as he was, so I think that we are mocking for in Yeridea. But the only three days it didn't, that we pass like this here. That Nashi Didana, the oldest deserve Nino. That's also true. Every old lady has to have Shivanikim. That's a Chumritza. That's also a Machlekes. The Kaisis quotes that from the Goinim, that all Yoldos have to have wait 7 or 14 days because they had a baby, and they need Shivanikim because of the Dam. So that's also a Machlekes. The Ravid doesn't like that Chumr. The Balamor quote, the Ravid has the same for Balei HaNefesh. So the Ravid quotes this from the Goyim, so the Balamor has Hasagas on the Ravid's Balei HaNefesh. So the Balamor says that it doesn't make any sense. How can you say that Nashi Didan Yoldes Bezov Nino? It's impossibly kindness. How can a woman be a Zova? She didn't have a... If the Gemara has a din, if an Isha B'Shas Leida has Dam, does that Dam make her into a Nida or a Zava? That's called Dam Koshi. So does Dam Koshi mitame the woman or not? So the Gemara has a possible that it depends. Dam Koshi b'mei Nida will make her a Nida. Dam Koshi b'mei Ziva will not be mitame her. She'll be Tahara Lagama. That's how we pass. So the Ravid Tainis, this doesn't make any sense over here. The Yoledes has Dam. So because she has a baby, she's Tamei for 7 or 14 days. Because she had Dam, she becomes either a Nida or a Zava. So what does she become? If she becomes a Zava, then she needs Shivanikim. But the Rav says she can't become a Zava because Dam Koshi has no Tumah Ziva. So the most he can say she becomes a Nida. Nida is only 7 days, she's coming. Doesn't need Shivanikim. So the Rav says it doesn't make any sense to say that Nashi Vidana, you always dissolve and then you need Shivanikim. He doesn't like the Chumr Sagrayim. Says it's impossible, it doesn't make any sense. So we are Machmir, like the Gonim that's quoted in Yeridea. We're machmer like the Gonim, the Nashi Gedan Yaldas Bezov, they need Shivinikim. We're machmer also like Abaye, like the Rabbin Itam, and mainly those Hashem Rabbeim, and not even the Spirit of Gosra. We're not machmer the whole combination together. The Yomi, Tvila Tarachmon, this whole Cheshmin, that we're not machmer. That she has to wait 7 or 14 days, and after that, another Shivinikim. But the Rabbeinu Tam says you would need Shtei Tfilas, because the only Tfilas Tal Rachmane, so they made Tuma not over, so that we're not Machmer all the way. We're not Machmer to put everything together that the Rabbeinu Tam put together, we're not Machmer so.
That's what he says.
When do you say when that's only within the 40 or the 80 days. When do you end? You make tumma and begin. You make tawar. But after the whole malos of 80 or 40 is up, then for sure it's up, and you don't extend. You make tumma further. The oledis has to bring a baby also. His manazed is not beis hamikdash. She has to bring a korban also. His manazed is not beis hamikdash. So the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says in Krisis, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, so the woman will have to bring so many karbanas, and according to how many babies she has. You don't say she's going to just bring one set of karbanas and farther. She has to bring that number of karbanas that she had babies.
We said maybe at least in his parashat that she can't bring in one halakas by the karbanas.
Mm-hmm.
So should the woman learn about the halakas by the karbanas she's supposed to bring?
Yeah, no.
And that'll be okay over the
college? She'll be able to temporarily what she's able to be able to. No, when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the Pashto says that she'll have to bring the Karbanos anyway. Some Achareim ask a Kasha, some Od Mekasha, that the Gemara says you have to write down, and Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos, that if somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegel, Reit Chel V'Dam B'Shegel, they have to write down on a notebook that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, they have to bring so many Karbanos, because they're Mechal Shabbos or whatever B'Shegel. So some ask a Kasha, why do they have to write it down and bring a Karbanos? They just learn Hilchus HaKarbanos, Malal HaKas, Akira HiKrivan, so the Yoyte. So then they won't be able to bring the chatas later. It'll be a chulam azara. That is not what we're going to do. The kasha. The legitimate achrayim is the kasha. The pashta says that it's a klotz kasha, no? Malala kasha kilo, he kripa means temporarily. The best you can do is say over the dinim, so you're yotze partially, but it doesn't mean you're yotze fully. So of course, when the base of English is broke, you have to bring the karbonis again. The pashta is one. Yeah, so the pashta says that it's not so, no? The Mishnah just says in the Krisis that there's a difference over here. A Yoledes is considered a Mechusa Kippur, means that she's still Tamei or Bemikzas until she brings her Karbonis, then she gets rid of the complete, then she gets completely rid of the Tumah. With respect to what, is she still Tamei? When does the Yoledes go to Mikvah? She has to go to Mikvah after the first 7 days are up, or after the first 14 days are up. So after she goes to mikveh, she's still a tvul yom. No? She's still a tvul yom. So she's only told that she's permitted to eat ma'ase sheni, but she's not allowed to eat kodshim until harif shemesh. And after harif shemesh, then she's permitted to eat truma. But she's still a mechusa kippurim until she brings the korban. Kol zman she's a mechusa kippurim, she's not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash, or she's not permitted to eat korbanos. And after she brings her korban, then she's completely tired. When is her harif shemesh? So her harif shemesh is different from another person. Usually harif shemesh is the shkia that follows after going into the mikvah. See, here the Yoledes went to the mikvah on the 8th day, the night after the 7th day, the night after the 14th. So she went to the mikvah on the 8th day and the 15th day. Here, she's a tvul yom moruch until the end of the malos. Her harif, Rashi HaChumash writes, her harif shemesh, Rashi... She goes to Mikvah on the 8th day, the 15th day. Her Harif Shemesh is at the end of the Malos, at the end of the 40 days, the end of the 80 days. So there were three Zmanim for her. That's how the Mishnah points out. There are three Zmanim for her Tara. The same thing for Matzorah is also like that. He has three Zmanim. He goes to Mikvah, he's table, he gets rid of the Tumah, he's permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni, then he has to have Harif Shemesh, he's permitted to eat Truma. Then after the Hakrovas HaKorban, then he's told the Gamma, even for there's no longer Mechusa Kippurim, so he's even permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash of Eid Korbanos. Both by the Yoledes and by the Mitzvah, there's a din of Oyla V'Yoyrei. that if they can't afford the more expensive carbons, then they bring a less expensive carbons. Either carbon b'ashiras or carbon b'aniyas. The Chumash has in Parshas Vayikra, Dina, Ba'olah v'yarein, by Tumas Mikdash v'Kadosha, but by Shavuos Bitoy, or by Shavuos Eidus, then there are three levels of carbonates. There's a carbon brought b'ashiras and b'dalos and b'dalidalos. And here there are only two levels. There's b'ashiras and b'dalos. There's no dalidalos over here. But they both have this in common. That's what the Mishnah says. There are five people that bring Olah v'yarein. There are three in Parshas Vayikra, and then you have the Yoledes, and then you have the Mitzorah. So the Mishnah says increases that by the Yoledes, let's say a woman had eight babies, and then they build a Beis HaMikdash, and she didn't yet bring all the eight sets of Karbonah. She only brought one set of Karbonah. She has to bring a Chatas and an Oila. So then the Mishnah says that the Hakrova of the first set of Karbonah is considered like it removed all of the Tumah that she had. The other seven sets of Karbonah she has to bring, that's a mitzvah to be marked with the Karbonah. Not that she's going to be a Mechusik Rum till after the Hakrova of all the eight sets of Karbonah. The Gemara gives a marshal, what if a person touched one sheretz and another sheretz and another sheretz and another sheretz, and then he goes to mikvah once? All you have to do is go to mikvah once to get rid of all the tumas. The same if a woman has a baby every year, and then after 10 years she brings one set of korbanos yoledes, and that korbanos that the yoledes brings, that's for the purpose of being metayer her, to be going with the tarah. The Gemara increases at the end of the first period. That's the Gemara HaTara. So that serves as the Gemara HaTara for all the babies that she had. Now, problem the other sets of korbanos for the other babies is a mitzvah to be makiv, but it's not makiv in her Gemara HaTara. What do you mean by Kedis also? He's going to declare Bashara, not Chorva. He's going to declare, the Mishnah says that the merchants in Yerushalayim used to sell the Oifaris for Karbanas were charging too much money. So one of the Tanaim, Rav Baishen, he said, he's going to paskin that the din is that if a woman had many babies, she only has to bring one set of Karbanas, she doesn't have to bring the other sets. And Mela, there won't be such a great demand, and Mela, the prices will have to go down. That's what the Mishnah tells us about. So the Rishonim ask a question, Mishnah in Kubet, at the end of Rav Basra, the Rav Kutza, the Rishonim ask a question, how can he misrepresent the din? The din is not so. The din is Bashar al-Achoga. How is he allowed to say that, that the Shara Karbanas are not Choyva? So they talk about that question. Good cash? Talk about that cash.
Yeah. Everyone agrees that
from
the first one and the
Makkot
is just
the Shara is Chayyim and the Shara is not Chayyim. Then the Torah has the Dinim of Mitzayra. The Dinim of Mitzayra apply only to Jews. You can't declare a Nachri as a Mitzayra. But the Din applies to a Jew whether he's a Shlarza or a Vaisa. The Mishnah has an Igon, a Kushi, and a normal person. The Mare will look different. If he's a Kushi or a white person, let's say a Ger, a non-Jew who has black skin converts. You can have a Jew who's a Shvarz who's a Kohen. The Mishnah in Chorus talks about a Kohen who's a Shvarz. But not only by a Ger. How did a Kohen get to be a Shvarz? That's the question. The Mishnah says that a Kohen who's a Shvarz is possible to do Avoda.
It's a second generation.
How could he have his father has to be
a Kohen, though.
His father has to be all the way from a Kohen. And the father, and the Kohen can't marry a... Kohen can't marry a Gier.
Bas
Gieres. Okay. Bas Gieres. Yeah. Okay. So the Mishnah talks about even the Kohen being a Shachar. The Mishnah just says that he's Pasal Avoida. It's Pasal Avoida. It's not a Balmum, but it's Ein Shava Bizarre Shalari. There's something strange about it. Something unusual. All the others are white and he's a Shachar. But the Mishnah Nagoyim talked about a Jew who's a Shvarza, so the Mishnah says that based on the color of the rest of the skin, the Mara will look different. The Mara of white has to be a certain level of white in order that it's in the Talmud. And based on what the rest of the skin looks like, the color of the white is going to make a different impression on the point he's looking at. The Mishnah says you have to judge each person. There's an interesting thing in the Mishnah. It says, let's say, if two people come with a Mara Nagoyim, or one person comes with two Maras Nagoyim, so the Kohen has to look at one and paskin Tomei HaTahar. And then after he already paskins, then he looks at the other. He shouldn't look at both. He shouldn't look at one and then say, let me see the other one enough. Then we'll discuss the first one. He has to first decide what his mind, he has to make up his mind first about the first one and then look at the second one. So the Rishonim say on the Mishnah that this is not because of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilah is Chavilah. The Tosefta and the Gohen Perek Aleph has a whole, not that out, there's a Sefer Nigoyim that lists all of the things that are violations of Ein Oisem Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. The Gemara inserted that Chesem and Aleph, first part of it. And he writes from Shnei Avodim, the reason why it's in the Goyim is because they Mitarim Shnei Mitzvahim Kehachar. But then there's a Kohen stands, and he has all of the Mitzvahim standing in a line. They have a sign up, this line is for Mitzvahim, the line being Mitzvahim. And so then there's one Kohen, he's shooting off, he does his Korban, and then the next guy, to the Tesefta said that's a violation of Ein Oisem Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. That you lose the Hashimis and the Mitzvahs, you do it mass production. You have to have each mitzvah should be taken care of individually by a different person. And it says also, any rights in Shnei Avodim Kachas, that if you have two Avodim Ivrim, one remain on, if they're Sheish, so you're not permitted to have them all line up and have one coin and have one person, have one dozen do the Ritzia, one after the other. You have to do each Ritzia separately. It says similarly, it says also not to Sefta, another din, apparently it's based on the same reasoning, that Ein Donim Shnei, you don't give Misa Dezen to two people on the same day. Ein Donim Shnayim B'Yoyim Echad, unless it's Misa Achaz V'Aveir Achaz, that they both did Chilul Shabbat, and if they're both going to get Chilul, let's say they both did Avodah Zarah, they're both going to get Chilul, but let's say they both did Ili Arayis, and one is going to get Chilul, one is going to get Chenek, one is going to get Tzreika. So it's Misa, it's Aveir Achaz, but it's not Misa Achaz. Or let's say you can have Misa Achaz and not Aveir Achaz. You have two people who are five Chilul, one for Chilul Shabbos, and one for Avodah Zarah, and a third one for Baal Eishah, for Al Naram Rosh, there's also five Chilul. So then the Gemara says, Ain't done Shnayim Yamecha. The same bezin and 23 dayanim, the same Sanhedrin kind of cannot be done Shnayim Yamecha unless it's Nisach and Vaderach. So Rashi and the Gemara gives a different time why. Rashi and Sanhedrin, when the Gemara quotes this din, says, because the bezin has to concentrate on each case, and it's too hard to concentrate on a case of Avodah Zarah and on a case of Chilul Shabbos in the same day. You have to have a day break to think on the other case separately. Or even let's say both cases are Gilead Arayis. But if one case is Kila, one case is Fennec, one case is Shreifa, also they can't concentrate. Very strange, why can't they concentrate? The Shagas of Wal Eish is Yiddish. I'm just saying, but if the Yiddish is going to turn out to be Shreifa, the Yiddish is going to turn out to be Kila, the Yiddish is going to turn out to be Fennec. But the Yiddish is going to turn out to be, but the issues of Wal Eish is Yiddish are the same. It's very strange that the decision of Zira and the Sikre, Masik and the Rashi, he says from the context of it, definitely. Because there's one mitzvah close to give me his best and to whoever's mechim is best. The Ramban supports the Shita from the Gemara in the last Perek in Chulin, the first daf in Shiloh HaKan, the first Amid Aleph in Shiloh HaKan, but the Gemara says, V'yata Ramin Kibecho, that you have to give the Shor on Itzkal, Skilos, based on the Pasuk V'yata Ramin Kibecho. So he says that's a mitzvah, a general mitzvah. The Ramban disagrees and he says no. That there's a mitzvah to give Skilos to whoever's mechim Skilos, and Sreifa and Herik and Chenik, these are four mitzvahs. And there's one mitzvah to give Malkus to whoever's mechim. I think more quotes of V'yata Ramin Kibecho. And the Rambam doesn't quote that mitzvah. But the Megillah says the claim that's a different mitzvah. He claims if you look in the Gemara, the Megillah says from the side of the Tevra mitzvah, he says that Gemara means a different thing. That everyone who sees the murderer or everyone who sees the Shor HaNitzkal is mechuyav to grab the Shor or grab the person and bring him to the police to hand him into the authorities that they should punish him. That's the mitzvah of Yatar Ram Kibbecha. Not like the Ramban learned the Yatar Ram Kibbecha. Is the mitzvah to give the mitzvah's best. No, that's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam has four mitzvahs. Kimis Ve'Arachanik are four mitzvahs. The Yatar Ram Kibbecha has a fifth mitzvah. Still sure why the Rambam didn't count it, but the Megillah says the claims that's a fifth mitzvah. From the context of the Gemara, it would appear, the Megillah says the claims that that mitzvah is to press charges, to bring him to court, to get the police to arrest him, or to you bring him into Bezin, that they should give him an inch. The Bahag has got a different sheet. He says to give Misa to Michal Shabbos is one mitzvah. To give Misa to the other Abedizel is another mitzvah. To give Misa to the Baal Eish Hashish is another mitzvah. To give Misa to the Naira Hamaras is another mitzvah. To give Misa to the Baskain is another mitzvah. Every Misa is another mitzvah. Not like the Ramban that says that all Misa's Bezin is one mitzvah. Not like the Rambam that there are four mitzvahs. He says there are 40 mitzvahs. Every Misa, every person is Chai Misa is a separate mitzvah to give Misa. He chops off a lot of mitzvahs. He squeezes, he compresses many. He takes another 40 mitzvahs and he squeezes them in together. That's interesting when the Tosefta says, when the Tosefta has all these dinim and writes in Shnei Avodim Kiyachon and so on, doesn't say ve'ein roim shnei negayim keichad. The Mishnah has that in Perek Beis and Negayim. You don't look at two negayim together. First you look at one nega and you pass, and then you look at the second nega. Why doesn't the Tosefta put this together with all the others? Not to do many mitzvahs together. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah suggests, I think there's a Sra, like the others. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah suggests, apparently, Rashi says in a few places, the reason why he knows this is Chavilos is that he's demonstrating that it's like a master, he wants to get rid of it. But he does it mass production in order to save time. He doesn't have enough time to spend on each mitzvah individually. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah say, when do you apply that Svara? If it's a mitzvah, the Sheyesh Vashihu is mad. It takes a bit of time. But to look at a nega and to paskin on it, how long does that take? So it takes a half a second. So you can't say over there that the reason why it's forbidden to look at two different negoyim is because of Reina's mitzvah Chavinas Chavilois, that is near Alakator. So there you have to give a different time. So that's why the Mefarshim on the Mishnah is gave a different time for that Mishnah. They didn't say that it's a general din of Reina's mitzvah Chavinas Chavilois. So what reason do they give? They say that you may get confused, or you're not getting confused. You may change your mind. Yeah, look at this Mara. This is a negative Rasa. Look at this one. You have to decide whether it's Tami Ator. So I'll say, I'm not sure. So I'll think about it. So I'll say, well, while I'm thinking about it, let me see the other negative Rasa. I may look at that one. So I'll say, oh, this one is, Then I'll start to decide. This one, in comparison to that one, is very white or is very faded. So my judgment, my decision on this one will be based on what I saw on the other one. And that's not correct. You have to judge each Marev, if not, not by, in comparison with the other Marev. Is this one bright enough white? If it's too dull, then it doesn't. Then it's not a Marev Tamei. It has to be a bright white. The Mishnah has different colors of brightness and white. So that's what the Rishonim on the Mefarshim on the Mishnah is, the Bartelur and the Ramam and the Rash and others say, the Pshat in the Mishnah, why you're not supposed to look at two Negoim, is because this may, by looking at the second Mara, this may influence your decision on the first Mara. We don't want that. We want you to decide each Mara individually. The way the Rishonim say it should have an afkamina, let's say a rabbi paskins in Hilchas Nida. So a woman comes with a Mara that he has to paskin, whether it's a Mara that's red, is it not the Lagum, is it not red? So let's say the rabbi is a busy man. So they'll line up 10 different maras in front of him, and they'll put a number on each one. And then they'll say, I'll look at all of them, and then they'll say, Tommy Torah, Tommy Torah, and so on. So the Chari pointed the way the Rishonim say, you shouldn't do it there either. You should make your, you should look at each mara separately, and make your mind up separately on each mara. You shouldn't look at all of the maras and then decide. Because the second mara may influence your decision on the first one, which we don't want.
Well, the whole kind of started with the assumption that you'll look at a second. Now we're saying the answer that the idea that it's difficult to decide a
nigga
right away. You have to think about it,
and
it doesn't take 2 seconds.
So then it should be awesome because the Reina's and Mitzvahs. I don't know. I'm not satisfied either with the explanation that they give. Why do they have to give a different time over here? That the looking at the second Mara may influence his judgment on the first Mara. Why don't they just say based on all the other reasons? I don't know. Based on all the others in the Tosefta that it's Chavidus Chavidus, but they point out that the Tosefta doesn't say this din. The Tosefta just says Ein Mitarim Shnei Mitzarayim Keichad. It doesn't mention this din. The Mishnah is not written in that Tosefta together with all the others. I don't know.
This is in terms of, I don't know, this is
may even be no good to the Eved.
What? I don't know.
Could be. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah has a machlekes with the Prisha. Of course, the Prisha Neved Ezer says when you have a Shev Brochas, as we call it, when Chassan Kal got married and you have a party in their honor, so when you come to the benching, so you fill up one cup of wine to bench over, another cup of wine for the Shev Brochas. So the Prisha says that you can fill up the both cups of wine before the benching and then use one for Birchas HaMazon and the other one for the Shev Brochas. So the Magen Avraham says no, that's a violation of Chavidus Chavidus. To fill up the both cups first. Why don't you fill up one cup now, one cup later? Because you want to save time. You don't want to open the bottle and close the bottle again. It's a tircha. Pour again. So you want to save time. So he says, because you want to save time, so you line up the two cups in Kosher Shal Mitzvah. He said, that's a violation of Chavidus Chavidus. He says, really, when you take out, that's the idea on which you learn Kriyas HaTorah from two Sfarim. So he says, you really ought to take out one Sefer Torah at a time. You should take out one Sefer Torah and lay, and then put it back and take out the second Sefer Torah. So he quotes, I think the Masecha Seferim says like that. He quotes the Masecha Seferim says like that. You take out one Sefer and you finish learning and you put it back and take out the other Sefer. In our practice is not so. It's probably because of Tircha de Tzibura. But the Magen Avraham claims that Nikar Adin, we really should have done like that. We really should have taken out each Sefer separately. Why? Is it such a Tircha de Tzibura? While he's saying harachmas, someone else can put him on. Let's say the Torah, everybody has to stand up, the chazan and the choir have to sing by even so again, watch up the steps again. It's a whole story. One person should not lay in from two svar. But two people may lay from two svar. Could be. I don't know. There's a discussion in the Magen Avraham. Maybe he brings that up. I don't remember. Two people in two svar is not a problem. No? I think the Gemara says that. No? The Gemara and Yume is that kasha. The Gemara Yume says it's not the Gomesh al Rishon when it's a different person getting the Aliyah. Yeah. The Gemara and the other Yume says. In Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, the Magen Avraham talks about not filling up the both places together. He quotes. The Magen Avraham quotes the Prisha Nebuchadnezzar says that you can fill up the both cups in the beginning, before the bench. And it's not a problem. The Magen Avraham goes through the Gemara of Chavidus and says to that Chesem and Aram, and he explains why it's not right. That you should really fill up the second cup here. No, they're all doing the same mitzvah now. They're all doing the same mitzvah. But let's say he wants to fill up all abacuses. I have four cups in front of me. I'll fill up all abacuses and I'll use one now, and then second one later, third one later. So then the Magen Avraham would say that would be a violation of Chavidus. Yes. But to pour everybody's first kais at one time, that's all the same mitzvah. No, you're preparing the object. To prepare the object for you, for the mitzvah, is also a violation of Magen Avraham. It's also a violation of Chavidus. What? What? Apparently on different people, we consider it different mitzvahs. I don't know. It's a good question. He demonstrates that it's a terach and a matzah. He wants to try to save as much time as he can. So that's considered a bizoyan mitzvah. I don't know. The Mishnah talks about the kohen looking at the neged tzaras, that if the neged tzaras is in the base hastorim, and it's not metame. Let's say it's inside the mouth, or it's on the bottom of the foot, or it's inside the ear, or inside the nostril, or something like that. So then it's not metame. Then the Mishnah discusses what's considered beis hastorim by a man, and what's considered beis hastorim by a woman. So the Mishnah goes into detail certain parts of the woman's body. So the shayla is which kohen is going to look at the woman's body to determine whether she's a mitzvahs or not. Let's say the woman has a male doctor, so the doctor looks at the body also. So if there's no brayer, so the kohen looks at the body. But maybe the din is that a kohenis can also pass him. And we asked Nigran, what's the din? So we were learning the Mishnah, we were wondering, what's the din can a kohenis?
She doesn't have
conditions
kohen.
She can't do it. A kohenis has din a kohen with respect to certain conditions. No, a kohenis is permitted to be in the family of the mason. Right. She's permitted to marry a ger. Right. And she can't do avodah in the Beis Hamikdash.
Right. The question is...
Right, but she does have kedushas kuna. She gets rolach hayayin v'akeva. And one of the machlokes when you can give a pidyon haben, she can be truma. Kachi kachi, no, only zifik one. Kachi kachi is only, that's like avodah. Kohanim oichel mabayim miskaprim, so that's like an avodah. The harayin has to be done in the azara. So that's why kohanis can't do avodah. So she can't eat kachi kachi.
Why are we so worried about it here? I mean, when it's yores, goes to the mikvah, we have to be a yam.
No, but the woman is dressed when she goes to the mikvah. It's not a bathrobe that's loose. It's loose on her, it's not a chatzitza. Right, so that's the shah. The bana means dafki bana, but the ma'isa bana. Sometimes the gemara is medayik and sometimes not. So here there's no b'feirin shemokhen. Here there's no mokhen. So I remember the day that we were discussing this, Rabbi Shulman called up, Rabbi Shmayel Shulman. Your friendly stockbroker? Nobody knows? So he said, what are you learning? So I told him, that's what we're learning. So he said, oh, it's an often medrash rabba. No, he said, it's an often medrash rabba. And Parshas Tazria. That the medrash rabba says that there was a kohen who lived in Eretz Yisrael and had no parnasa, and he wanted to go to chutz lo'aretz to make a living. And then he was married to a kohen. So he told his wife, in case any business comes while I'm away, in case anybody comes with a neged tzaras, so they told him how to follow him, and he starts telling his wife how to paskin. So he says, in case this is tummy, in case that it's tar. And then he said goodbye. And then his wife started to ask him some of the details. And then she gave her a klal about something, so she said, the Baruch Shalom is so medayik, so the Baruch Shalom give you a panos and Eretz Yisrael, so you shouldn't go to Chutzlot. So the story ends that he didn't go to Chutzlot. But you see that he was about to leave, and he's telling his wife how she should paskin on the negatzer. That's what it would appear, that she was going to paskin, unless he was such an amhar, so he didn't know the deal.
Maybe.
So Rabbi Shlomo suggested it would appear from that Medrash Rabba that a Kohenes can. He was guessing that he must have been married to a Kohenes, and that he and the Kohenes can also pass Kanani going.
Maybe he's
going to
stifle
his son. Yeah, yes. The stifle of son has an essay about this topic, whether Kohenes can pass Kanani going, and he doesn't bring this Medrash Rabba. It just Reita Chayina Hen, it doesn't have any maskans. It doesn't bring any rice, it doesn't have any maskans. It just says on the one hand you find Kohenes has dinei kuhuna, on the other hand she doesn't. And it doesn't have any rice. What a din is. Interesting shot. And then they'd have to go to another client to take the psa, could be. Adobala has a chiddush in the Sefer HaChumash. He wants to say based on the Pesukim in Parshas Metzora. It says HaKoyin HaMetahir, HaKoyin HaMetahir. It doesn't say HaKoyin. He wants to say that HaKoyin HaMetahir is a different din kuhuna. But it's not the same din kuhuna in Kolot HaRakula. It's a different din kuhuna. Ein Afkemin, it's a different din kuhuna. He wants to give an Afkemin l'cholol. The Gemara has it. Cholol Shabbat b'liyavid is avidosik sheira based on the Pasuk Baruch Hashem Chelo. Kilo chalavim shabo, their avoid is mevureches, their avoid is beruchah, that it's acceptable. He wants to tell the chiddush that b'liyavid the chol or shavuot is good is only by avoiders, but a kohen shetiheres ha-metzorah. And then later on turned out that kohen who was metar the metzorah was a cholol, so the metzorah would remain tummy, because you have to have that kohen ha-metahim. Look, so it's a chidish niflo miyod, you know, gvaldik a chidish to base just on that pasik, a kohen ha-metahim. It's difficult to darshan psukim on yirah. There is such a thing in the Gemara in Zvachim on that cool base. The Gemara has something like that, not based. Not exactly right. Adavala writes in his Sefer, the Gemara says when Miriam became a Mitzoraz, so the Shaila was who was going to paskin on her Negatzoraz. Moshe Rabbeinu is all paskin, and the Gemara says, Nishgven can claim. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a claim. Aaron should paskin, so that's totally the Machlekes Amen the Rabban, whether Kravim can paskin or not. There's a mission in the Goyim, in the second or third paragraph of the Goyim, Machlekes Amen the Rabban, whether makish rivim le negoyim. There's a pasuk that says ki matzah chol bo adoma. Where's that? Then kiseitz or something. If you find a person, a dead body in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to measure to the cities that are closest, and the closest city has to bring an egel arufa. So the pasuk says there, when you bring the egel arufa, the kohanim have to say kabel ram chesol shepadis Hashem. And the Chumash describes the kohanim as the people asher al piyam yikol riv v'chol nega. The kohanim are the people who are in charge of Riv, Dinei Torah, the Kohanim is supposed to pass on Dinei Torah, and Nega, they're supposed to pass on Nega Tzaraz. So the Meir says, there's a Hekish, Makish, Rivim, and Negoim. The Makish, Negoim, the Rivim. The Chachamim disagree, there's no Hekish, Rivim, and Negoim. There is no Hekish. So the Meir has a Hekish, Rivim, and Negoim with respect to three Dinim. The Gemara has one Din is, that just like Riv, just like a Dinei Torah cannot be judged by Kroivim, just like a Korv is possible ladies and a Korv is possible Dayanis. A korv is possible to Dayanis, so to a korv would be possible to be Royas and a goyim because Makash Rivim and a goyim. And the Chachamim disagree, there is no Hekash Rivim and a goyim. The Kroivim can paskin on the goyim, only call on the goyim, Adam Roy Chutz Minigay Yatzma, he cannot paskin on his own self. Because the pasuk implies clearly that someone else paskins on him. But the paskin on a relative, the Chachamim Rabbi hold that it is. The second Machlok Samen Rabban, where the Makash Rivim and a goyim is, that it says by the goyim, the Chol Mare Eni HaKoyim. It says Ene HaKoin, the eyes of the coin. So the Mishnah says that if the coin is blind on one eye, he don't let him be Royas and a Goyim. He has to be able to see the Nega with his both eyes. They should have a full perspective of the Nega. Or if he has the weak eyes, that's also not good. The whole Mari Ene HaKoin. So according to Ramei Hov, Makis Rivim and a Goyim, Asuma Beinu Achas is Pasa Lod and Lini Mominus. And the Chachamim disagree. So Gemara Sanhedrin, according to the Chachamim and Ramei, who deny Makis Rivim and a Goyim, so Asuma Beinu Achas is kasha ladun dinimamas. What about a sum of vishteinov? According to Rameir, even a sum of bein achas is possibly dinimamas. What about la halacha that we don't pass like our mayor? A sum of bein achas is good. What about a sum of vishteinov? Is that good or no good? Balmum is possible with Sanhedrin, yeah. To be that's in Sanhedrin for dinin nefashas. So we're machma for a gitten. We're machma for gitten that a balmum is possible based on Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. But for dinimamas, a balmum is kasha. Yerushalmi says. The Mishnah has the 10 differences between Mamanus and Nefashos. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And then the Yerushalmi discusses additional differences. The Yerushalmi has this difference, that a Bamum is possible for Nefashos and Kasher for Mamanus, and it's that Yerushalmi that speaks about Gittin. And maybe by Get, the Bamum is also not good. It's Achumna. And that's why it says a Minig, not to be Mesadar a Get on Friday. Because you're not allowed to be done Din Nefashos on Friday. Even though Bemis, the time doesn't apply. So by Din Nefashos, you have to have Halanas on Din. So you have to leave the case over till if it'll be done that he's potter, he's potter. He goes home, he has a different Shabbos. If they're going to be done that he's chayiv, so then they have to wait till tomorrow. What are they going to do? They're going to convene on Shabbos and then pass Kenchayiv again, and then give Mises Bezen on Shabbos again. So they'll have to wait till Sunday. So the Gemara says from Friday till Sunday, they may forget all the details of the case. So that's why the Gemara says it should never be done at Din Nefashos case on Friday, because you need Halanas Adin. So then is the time that the Gemara gives, that's in the Bible. The time given by the Gemara really doesn't apply to a get. Still, it says in Eben Ezer that there's a minig lahatchila not to be misadar a get on Friday, because we treat a get like the nefashos, because of that Yerushalmi, and you shouldn't have a balmum, also a shvera chumra. You don't allow a balmum to be misadar a get, like a balmum is possible for the nefashos. A shvera zach a balmum is not possible for nefashos. Happy Pasha is a balmum. You're not allowed to appoint a balmum as a member of the Sanhedrin. Kuloch yafar ayasumum meinbach, the Gemara says. It's a din of minui. You're not allowed to appoint him as a member of the Sanhedrin. So even if you say that giving a get is treated the exact same thing as din in the freshest, but there's no Sanhedrin though. There's no smicha, there's no Sanhedrin of Gimel. How can you say Balmum is not good? The whole thing is a shver, a chumra, gabi chumra. That's what it says in evidence. That Lachatrid shouldn't allow a Balmum to be misadar a get because we treat it like nefashos. And the high time he shouldn't be misadar a get on Friday like din in the freshest on Friday. Even at the time for Friday, halanas adin doesn't apply to a get. So that's the shayla. If you all like the Reb Meir or even a Summa Bein Achas, it's possible to be done Din Mamanus. If you all like the Rabbanan, the Summa Bein Achas is good, because Loi Makash Reb Meir Gan, what would be the Din by Summa B'Shtei Einam? So the Rishonim say is no good, but they give different reasons. The Pashtus is because the Summa B'Shtei Einam is possible Aedis. So we learned it, no? We learned it that Kot Nisha Summa. So Summa B'Shtei Einam is possible Aedis. Even if he saw what happened, he was watching when he was able to see. And then it became blind later. The Gemara says still no good. The Rashbam says one daf in the pasuk. Aro yada, it's a special din aro. There has to be a bari. If he's not a bari, even if he saw yesterday and today he's blind, it's a psul aguf. A suma has a psul aguf. Exeris hakadosh that a suma is a psul aguf. So the pashtus is that just like he's pasul aedus, he's also pasul l'dayonis. And you can't say no. He's only pasul aedus because he can't see. How can he give aedus if he can't see? No. If he saw yesterday and became blind today, why can't he testify? Say see. And the Gemara and Baba Basa quotes a brisa. That if he saw what happened and then he wanted to testify, if they became blind, we don't accept the testimony. So you see that it's not some hypothetical that if he's blind, he can't see, he can't testify. It's a xeris akasa that assumes it's possible. So we have a plot on the mission and the leader, that whoever is possible, this is possible of Dayan. So that's how people ask this, why assume it's Dayan of is possible of him. That's a balabatish. There's a lot of Rishonim in Sanhedrin give a different time. He said, because ain't done in Balaila. It can't be done by Laila. The assume it's Dayan of is always Laila. That's the riff. It's always a pin of Lila for the Summa B'Shtei Einam.
Terrible
reason. Because we said, we had a whole thing to run it. Run it
from the start of the day.
We said,
Dalmei
Hachar.
And then you could finish it
at
the night. So
what you did with the Yevit, if you made it in Balayla, the Rashbam holds B'Yevit is good, and we don't pass like the Rashbam. Yeah. Yeah. So according to the Rashbam, the Summa would be good B'Yevit. Yeah, it's very Shver. It's also Shver. If that's the reason why Summa is possible, because the Summa is always a pin of Lila, said, what if you turn on the lights at night? The Tana Afrayim say that he can be done. The Sma writes. Sma writes like that in Chayesh Mishma. It ain't done in Balayla. Sma is the same on the years and night. And the Sada is... About it, not. The Summa is always going to be Laila. But based on that riff that he says the Summa is always like Laila, because it's dark for him, that even in daytime is like Laila, so then you say that Laila is only a... Ain't done by Lila because it's dark, but if you light candles by Lila, then it can be done. Feel it once, so that's what some of us can say. Then the Kabul gave him by Lila because they turn on the lights in the mikvah. Gavis has to be by Yom because you need a bezin. So if you put on the lights, okay, you can, let's say it says you shouldn't be Masadar get by Lila. No, it's a Maisa bezin. It needs Yom. The Gemara says it. Yeah. Anything that needs a bezin, chalitza has to be by yom, geiris has to be by yom. It's not good by Lila. It says in the Mishnah, it's not good by Lila.
Why can't be a secret reason that it is also by Lila, but still it becomes also in the case,
Okay. Okay. Whatever it is, the Pashto says that even if you turn on the lights at night, it's also no good. The Pashto. Tashvera, yes, Tashvera is not. It's a difficult smell. So that's the second Nafkimina, whether Makish Riven or Gan. The first Nafkimina is whether Kraven can be Roy Mesanega, Makhlag Zamera. The second Nafkimina is whether Summa Be'er Achas is Pasa Lodin Diri Mamnas and we pass them against Ramed that is crushing. The third Nafkimina is whether you can be have a Gemara Din of Diri Mamnas Balaga. Rav Meir holds Makish Riven and Egoim, Ma Negoim Bayom, Af Riven Bayom. The Nega Tzaras has to be Bayom. Bayom He Roy is El Akoin. But Roy Akoin Bayom, Ashvi has to be Bayom Alo Balaga. The Gemara has another din, it has to be only certain hours of the day because the sun is shining too sharply or the sun is too dim, or if it's a cloudy day you can't be right on the ground. That's a different reason because you have to be able to see the nega properly. But the fact that it has to be by Yom HaLabalala, that's another din. There are two different din, and that reason again, it has to be by Yom HaLabalala, that's one din. That's a pasuk by Yom. And then there's another din that the Mishnah had, not based on the pasuk, that has to be only certain hours of the day. Mamish, very limited hours. One time this is only 4 hours a day. Machleg Zamer of Yudah. Mayor says, I think 6 hours, 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. Too early in the morning, in the middle of the day, and too late in the afternoon. And the other time, Mayor says only 4 hours a day. 2 hours if it's between 9 and 11, that's all. And between 2 and 4, that's all. Only 4 hours a day can be right again. So that din certainly doesn't carry over to a din terror. But the din of Bayom, the Lord Balaila, from Mayor holds Makash Reeb and Gun, so he cannot be done, din of Mamun is Balaila, neither Tchilas din nor Gmar din. And again, we don't pass him like Mayor. We pass in that a Gemara din can be done by Laila and Dinim Amunis. Why can't you make a Tchilas din by Laila if there is no Pasik? So the Gemara says, no, that's based on a different Pasik. But it says, Abrais is Shloisha Shinichus and Avakar Sachele, Rotsu Kaisim, Rotsu Osim Dim, but that's only by Yom and not by Laila. And that's based on the Pasik, Vahoyo Biyom Hanchilo has gone off. By Yom Balo by Laila. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? A man who dies by Laila, his sons don't get the Yerusha? A man can make a Tzavah by Laila? The Gemara says, no. It means by Yom Balo by Laila, that the Bezin can only be convened. The halacha that the people who happen to be visiting the choyla have the status of a bezin, so that's only rotsa osim din. That's only if they're mavaka choyla bayom. But if they're visiting the choyla balayla, then there's no bezin balayla. So that pasuk only tells you that the kviyas ha bezin, tchilas yeshivas bezin has to be bayom. But once done in bayom, then it can be gomer balayla. That's how we pass them. And Rameyah holds no, done in bayom, but gomer bayom, because he holds makish rivin and gomer. Those are the three nafkaminas that the Gemara has.
Well, by the case of
mavaka
choyla,
they went to be mavaka choyla. And then they went to see, visit him, and then he starts making a tzavoy. After I die, I want this to go to this son, and I have to go to that son. So the Brisa says, they can set themselves up as a bezin, and make a psak bezin. That we heard from the chayla that he wants this and this, and we should be taken care of, and they can already write a psak bezin. But that's only if they visited by Yom. If they visited by Lai, they said there's no bezin by Lai. So they're only Aiden. So they're only Aiden. Then they can't write it. Aiden cannot write a shtar without the on the sky.
He has to have good sunlight.
Before you have to say there are two different din. The one din by Yom Lo Balayla, that's one din. Even if Balayla you can have some fluorescent light that would resemble exactly sunlight, it would also be no good. So din by Yom Lo Balayla. And then there's another din that there's no pasuk for, that the Mishnah knows Mitzad Asvar, that only certain hours of the day is the sunlight not going to deceive you in judging the correct color of white that it is.
Outdoors
are by Yom, yeah. Or indoors right near a window. Like our thoughts, yeah. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah has another drashim. The Yom Heiro is Bo. So the Mishnah has a drashim by cut in the first pair. Yesh Yomim Shat Arayin Agoyim, Yesh Yom Shiat Arayin Agoyim. Rashi HaChumash quotes. What are the Yomim Shiat Arayin Agoyim? On Yontif, Parachos, and Tov Shivis Meha Mishnah, you don't want to look at the Neged Saras in order not to aggravate him, in order not to ruin his Simchas Yontif, or in order not to ruin his Simchas Chosim Akala. That's the Rashi in Perek Yud Gimel on Pasuk Yud Dalet. So the Mishkan is Yankee writes in the Tshuva that from this Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in White Cup in the first paragraph, from this Mishnah would appear that the institution of Shivas Yemei Mishnah is a Din Deraisa, but it's only a Din with the Rabbanan, and you postpone the Rias Negoim because of the Simchas Chos in the Rabbanan. That's really tiny. I don't know. He says from the simple reading, the Mishkan is Yankee, as it should. He says from the simple reading of this Rashi is quoting from the Mishnah in White Cotton, the Brisa in White Cotton. He thinks that it would appear that the whole Rashi is a Rashi Gemurah Derais. They're all Shivas Yemei Mishnah is Derais. This is against Rishayim, because Taisa says, commenting on the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Kesubos around the Abdallah, the Gemara talks about a couple are about to get married, and all of a sudden one of the parents dies. So the Gemara says that you have the Chas and Kala get married, and then you have the Abelis postponed till after the Shivas Mi'amishtah. So the place points out, isn't that interesting? that you postpone the Avelis, the Shivis Namish, the Simchas Chas Mikavos only with the Rabbanon. And Avelis, Yom Rishon, according to some Rishonim, according to the Gonim, we don't pass like that, but according to the Gonim, the Rif, the Ramah, the Chach, Misfar, is the Raisa, the Chabah, all like that, is the Raisa, so you negate a mitzvah the Raisa because of a mitzvah the Rabbanon. So the Rosh over there in Ksuvah's Dav Dalet quotes him the name of the Maharam Ritmer, Kli B'yashu, that just like Avelis, Yom Rishon is the Raisa, Simchas Chasim is the Raisa and the Yom Rishon. What's the marker in the pasuk? So he has a pasuk in Shir Hashem, Yom Chasanas and Yom Simchas Liba. That Yom Rishon, Simchas Chas, Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and the other 6 days of Shivis Me'amishta, that's only the Rabbana. And Taisus assume not, so Taisus assume that all Shivis Me'amishta is only the Rabbana. And Mishmas Yankiv disagrees with all of Rishon, and he thinks that all Shivis Me'amishta is the Raisa based on this drasha that the Gemara has. He says the simple reading of the drasha implies that it's really the Raisa. Here the Rashi and Chumash and Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet quotes of the Yom Heroes by Basacha Yesh Yom Shatereya Vav Yesh Yom Shein Atereya Boy. Vikan Omru Chas Nas Not Kol Shivis Yimei Amishta. He says the simple reading of the Brayse implies that Shivis Yimei Amishta is a Din D'Arayse. Why did he have to say the Derek to me? I don't know. 2A. Yeah, same shot. It doesn't mean that all of the observances are deraisa. It means that there's a din of simcha deraisa. How does it reflect itself on a level of deraisa? That's a question.
So according to the Russian language, just the first thing is deraisa.
Then they should start Avelis. Well, then in Islam there's no problem. Then the Avelis is only the Rabbanan and the Simchas Chasen is the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan can be Derecha, the Rabbanan. The whole problem only was, if you hold like the Goyim, that Avelis Yamishan is the Raisa, and Simchas Chasen is the Rabbanan, so how do you have a mitzvah the Rabbanan and Simchas Chasen Derecha and mitzvah the Raisa? Taisa says, you do it, no problem. And the Maharam Rittenberg says, no, that the Simchas Chasen is also the Raisa and Yamishan. A lot of details. Depends when the person died, before, during, after.
Right before.
It depends on the Kuru.
Right before the Kuru.
Whenever you do the Kuru, that's when the Avelis begins. So the Gemara says, hold up the Kuru, postpone the Kuru till after the Chuppah. After the Chuppah, then the Shivis Me'amish to begin, and then if you bury the mace then the Avelis doesn't get off the ground. But if you bury the mace before, then the Shivis Me'avelis began, so it began already. So then the Shivis Me'amish is not going to cancel it. Right, that's a good kasha. That's what he asked. Good kasha. Oh, no. I mean, what was bothering him in the first place? He didn't have to, no kasha, no turn. If they bury the mace, the prince is my Mishnah.
Yeah,
is there a din of aninus on Yom Tov, in other words? We teach you his name is Talaka Yom Tov. Is there a din of aninus on Yom Tov? That's the question. That's the question in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Melech, in the Pasuk, in the Shalom Allah. When the Avelis began, there's a Nisibir. Here the Avelis doesn't begin to later. For an Oin, there is a Nisibir, right? So the Gemara says that they were not. There should have been a Nisan that they were not.
Oh.
It will matter him to have the chuppah to be boiled with us mitzvah, even though boiled with us mitzvah should have been a nisa. But it wasn't a nisa, that was a heta. Should have been also, but it's a matter. Apparently the holy is in the first place was only the rabban.
Yeah, I mean, then be a mitzvah the raisa, those
the mitzvah the raisa
of? Of
the mitzvah. The raisa can fulfill, he has a whole lifetime to go. What does he have to do the mitzvah the raisa now? There's a whole lifetime to get married.
That's a question asked as a commission. He needs to make sure to do the best they can to have it as quickly as possible.
And Kriyashma. Yeah, but it's not, you can't say you believe that could have the B.S. mitzvah that night. We recommend it. The Chumash has a din of Tzaraz Begodim. In the end of Parashas Tazria, Tzaraz Begodim is a chiddush din. Not only is it metame a beged, it's even metame shtzi o erev. It's So even Matame is full of thread. Even though it's full of thread, wasn't made into... Yeah. Even though it wasn't yet made into a beggar, just a spool of thread is also Makabal Tumas. It's not Makabal Tumas other Tumas. Let's say a Tommy touches thread. Thread is not a beggar, so it's not Makabal Tumas. That's a special Zerif HaKasu that it's Makabal Tumas over here by Tumas Tzaras. See, the Pen Yeshua has a Kasha. There is a Gemara in Sukkah. But the Gemara says that you're not allowed to use thread for stock. There are different kinds of thread. There's thread from tzemer and thread from pishtan. The thread from tzemer is avadamah, but it's not gidulei karka. It grew on the animal's back. But thread from pishtan. Pishtan is flax that grows on the ground. Linen grows on a bush. So why can't you use thread from pishtan to make skach out of it? So the Rambam in the Gemara says it's a chumra mid rabbanon because it's nishtana. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's how we pass. It's a chumra mid rabbanon because it doesn't look like gidulei karka. It looks like thread. It looks like it's a different thing. It doesn't retain its original identity. It's a marisayin mid rabbanon. The Panam Chadash is Bolakan. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered with a census test to Shaila Ben. Bothered with the question, why does the Ramah hold that it's only Psul de Rabbanah? Shouldn't it be a Psul de Raisa? Because thread from Pishtim is Dava HaMakabal Tumah. And in order to be Pasha Fischaf, you have to have that it should be Gedul the Karkar, it should be Talish, it should be Dava Shein HaKabal Tumah. Because since it's Makabal Tumah's Mugam, it should be no good for Schaf Min HaTorah. That's how Rashi and Taisa say. That thread from Pishtim is no good Min HaTorah because Dava HaMakabal Tumah. So yes, why did the Ramah say Tumah de Rabbanah? Why doesn't Ramah hold from the time of Rashi and Taisa? So he says there, a pasha to teretz. So it's a name is a teretz. Like Rashi and Tosfos really comes out to be a pella. He says there is a din in the Gemara of Gerl v'Doifik. Gerl v'Doifik is a question what it is. Rashi says that it's the lid of the coffin, and the Rabbi Natan says that it's a matzeva. So there's a din in Sukkah, the second part in Sukkah, and in other places as well, that a Gerl v'Doifik has a tumas mace, and the Gerl v'Doifik will have a tumas mace, whatever material it's made of, whether you make it from wood, bamboo, sticks. Whatever you make it from, plastic, whatever you make it from, it'll have a tumas gerl v'doifik. Make a gerl v'doifik from a live animal, that's a machlokes satanah, from their unit. Whether a behemoth has tumas gerl v'doifik. But anything else you make it from will have tumas gerl v'doifik. So he has the kasha, so how can you ever use anything for schach? Everything is royal akabal tumah, it could be a tumas gerl v'doifik. So he says, obviously the answer is, how can you ever use bamboo or any twigs, anything for schach? It's all, everything is royal akabal tumah.
Similar
kasha, mm-hmm.
different context, but
you're cautioning
Nazir
Tameh, finding Tameh, and then Kasha can go and go for it. But if that's if the Nazir is not
Mugamah,
so the Pasha of the Kohen is not Muslim. The Pasha of the Kohen is not Muslim.
Did we answer?
No, we discussed the following Shaila. Is a Kohen permitted to enter the Matseva shop when there was a Matseva that was once on the grave and was removed? The point of the Rabbi Natan, the Matseva is a Gerv of the Daifik, and Rabbi Natan holds the Kohen is Muslim and Gerv of the Daifik. And the Rashi and Erevin said on that as well, but the Gerv of the Daifik is in time even if you removed it from the Kever. So the Rabbi Nei says, it's true, but then you're not going to combine all the three Chumers, the fact that neither one of them, none of them is really Lala, so each one is only a Chumer.
We end up saying that it's only a different type of Chumer, wasn't a
Chumer,
but we give a shame to
Chumer. Chumer's Kever, you know. That's a different thing. That's the Amor the Sufrei said that to answer a different question. No, so the Pnei Yeshua and Sukkah has a very incisive comment. He says that a Dovah HaMekabal Tumah is Pasul. The Sachech Boi means if it's Mekabal Tumah from something else, if an Adam Tommy or a Sheretz or an Avela will touch it, it will be Mekabal Tumah. So that's only Yochel Mamashkim, Adam Mekalim is Mekabal Tumah. But the fact that anything can be converted into a Gerl of a Deifik, it's not that the Tumah is a maze, that the maze transmits its Tumah. If I touch a maze, so the mace transmitted the tumah to me. So the mace aviyah voisa tumah and I become an abba tumah. When you have a girl of a deifik on top of the mace, it's not that the tumah goes from the mace to the girl of a deifik and then it's transmitted to the guy touching the girl of a deifik. The girl of a deifik is now labeled as kever hamace, and the kever hamace is a tumah hayotzal migufay. Kever hamace has its own tumah, like a mace didn't get the tumah from minachutz. So the kever hamace also doesn't get the tumah from the mace. Kever hamace is tummy, period, is tummy. So the Pnei Yeshua says that's not called dava hamakabal tumah. So likewise, that's apparently the shita sarambam by Shesa the Eret. Shesiv Yerif can become Tami, the Tumas Tzaraas, but Tumas Tzaraas is not called Dava HaMakabal Tumah. Where did the Tumah come from? It comes from Achut, it doesn't come in Achut. A Begit or a Shesiv Yerif that has Nega Tzaraas on it is Tami. It's a Tumah Yotzal Meguf. It develops over here. It's not that the spool of linen thread, is a Dava HaMakabal Tumah in Achut. It can't receive Tumah from some outside thing. It may turn into a Dava Tumah. But that's not called Dava HaMakabal Tumah for purposes of being possible. That's the Pei Shul, the end of the first Perik in Sukkah. Torah has a din that you have to burn You have to burn the beged. A beged ashti. Sometimes you have to burn it and sometimes not. So when you have to burn it, it says ba'ishtis rufenu. So the Mishnah Achrona has an interesting comment on Mishnayis. Mishnah Achrona is the Meforish on the side of Mishnayis Taras. He has a comment. The Mishnah has a din that the beged hamuchlot is ota b'hano. So he says, Avad, it's ota b'hano. Anything that's stone straight is ota b'hano. If it weren't ota b'hano, the Torah wouldn't tell us to burn it. That Balabatish comment that he writes is the Ramban himself. Ramban argues himself in the Chometz has to be ota b'hano from the fact that the Torah says you have to burn it. Obviously, it's ota b'hano. What's the Torah going to tell us to burn something that's muta b'hano? But Rambal Pashvitz. Whenever the Torah tells us to burn something, obviously implied is that it's also about another. The Shaila is, how come Rabbi Yosef Glili doesn't hold like that? Such a Balabatish argument. Rabbi Yosef Glili argues that the other Tanaim and Pesachim says, Tamei al Atzmecha. Hey, Chomet also about another called Shiva? Never heard of that, didn't he say? Chomet also about another. It's only also about Chiva. It's Mutu about another. So what does Rabbi Yosef Glili do with this Balabatish argument? And furthermore, the Gemara... Right, but it says Mutu about another. Let's say I pass by a Goyish bakery.
That's the reason that he has to...
Sell it.
So
hurry and sell it to a guy first. But what I have to burn? So he says, because if I sell it to a guy, I violate the Torah. No, it's also my law. So that's what the Torah requires me to destroy. Whenever the Torah requires to destroy it, it's understood that it must be also my law. So this story that the Ramban writes in the Mochamas and the Mishnah writes over here in this mission in the end of Nigoyim, is that this problematic with the Gemara? Because the Gemara himself asks, how do you know the Chametz is also my law? So they don't say that's not. The Gemara gives Rabbi Chizkiah has one marker, Rabbi Bo has a different marker. Rabbi Yosef Glili denies both makoros. How come nobody says this marker? Because the Torah says you have to destroy it. So obviously it's also one. Tashbisa? No. Because you have to destroy it. So the Ramban says it. Since you have to destroy it, so obviously it's also one. So this is Ben Zepela. If that's really the Torah, like the Ramban writes and the Mishnah Achrona writes over here by the Beged, then you have to burn. That means the Gemara learns that the Beged is also one from different parts. It says, Taras Mameris, Eitain Bo Me'era. Give it a curse. And a curse means that it's also one of Shalot Tehonimimen. The Gemara doesn't say that Torah. The Gemara seems to learn that from a different parts. By Chalmuz Bepes, the whole thing, the Gemara doesn't say what the Ramban said. The strange thing is that the Ramban and the Mishnah Achrona each came up with the same Einfah. It seems to be against an awful lot of Gemara. It's an interesting angle, but it seems to be against all the Gemara. You have to figure out some issue. Some tariff with the Gemara. There is an interesting, I don't know, not a Gemara, close with this. There's an interesting machlok of Yudah Rabbonim. By, let's say you have a Negat Taras in the spool of thread of Tzemer Tishnah. So it has to be a certain minimum size. The Negat Taras has to be Kigris. So what if I have a spool of thread and it was ripped and then I tied it up? And the Negat Taras is part on this thread and part on that thread, but they're tied together. So that's Machlek is the Mishnah between Abiyud and the Rabbanim. So the Magen Avraham quotes that Mishnah in Hilchos Tzitzis. He says, Ashayla, what's the din? The tzitzis have to be a minimum length. What if the tzitzis are not long enough? It ripped, but I tied on the string. And I made it that long. Oh, see, if it was possible, if it was all made and then I tied it on, so that's possible enough. What if before I tied the tzitzis into the beged, I had tzitzis that are ripped, so I tied them all up together, and now I tied into the beged, it wouldn't be good. And the Magen Avraham says, that should depend on the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbah. I think he says, we pass him that it is, kesher is a chibur for tzarat. Says his kesher should be a chibur for tzitzis as well. But it's a machlokes, The Mishnah Achrona quotes this, on Mishnah Achrona, he thinks the Magen Avraham's two stellas wrong. He thinks the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbah is only by tzarat, so it doesn't apply to other cases. There are a lot of dinim, what I want to bring out is there are a lot of dinim in Hilchas Taras that are not only local to Hilchas Taras. There are a lot of dinim in the Mishnayis Negoyim. It's very easy. Mishnayis Negoyim is very interesting. There are a lot of dinim in the Mishnayis Negoyim that are relevant for other areas of Allah, like how far down the pay is going. So that's also a Mishnah Negoyim. That if you have a Nega HaNesek, Barosh or Bezokon, so it's one din of Taras, and the Rosh and the Zokon are not Mitztarfin. You have to have either a Gris in the Nesek and the Rosh or a Gris in the Neg. In the Nesek and the Zakon. You have a Hechek Gris in the Rosh and a Hechek Gris in the Zakon, that's not fact. The Mishnah says, where's the cutoff point between the Rosh and the Zakon? So it gives you a shear in the Mishnah. That shear is relevant for Pates. So the din is relevant for Pates. There are a lot of din in the Mishnah that are universal din, not local din. Okay, for $3 you do can buy a green journal.